You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
My fitness levels, just in terms of getting up the stairs.
Okay.
But apart from that, I've had a great experience. I've had 2 glasses of water. Oh, this is my second. Yes. Like, very hydrating here at BFM, which is great.
It's, oh, honestly, I tell you what, those stairs, I've worked here for just over a year now, and those stairs, they don't get easier, and worse in the summer.
I believe it.
It's like the autumn and spring periods are quite nice on the stairs because they're sort of your middle ground, but winter's freezing, you want to get up them quick, so you're running, but then you're sweaty, and then you're sweaty and because it's so muggy.
The summer experience going up those stairs is, it's not the one.
It's crazy.
It's truly not.
Well, if you're listening and you want to come up those stairs, be warm.
Sorry, my first time in BFM,
and
I'm
you're
just
like, those stairs, terrible.
Horrific,
No, we all agree, like, there is no, like, past and present. We were talking about it last week with some of the alumni. Like, even they still hate the stairs. So
okay. I'm not alone.
You're not alone. It's a shared experience. You're not here to talk about the stairs, though. We're actually here because you have recently released your latest single with Junis Orca from Ōtautahi called Body Experience. No. Body Electric.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I read my own writing wrong.
No,
that
good.
Is so embarrassing. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you so much.
It's such a great song. For the listeners that haven't listened to it, silly buggers, but if they haven't, they will in a minute, don't worry. Sorry, listeners. But can you tell us a bit about the song and I guess how the collaboration with Junis Orca came up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Josh and I, so we've worked together for quite a while, probably like 3 or 4 years. Josh has done, he's been like my session musician / DJ producer guy, in terms of my live set for quite a few years. And like for ages, we've just talked about the idea of like, what if we were to like do a collaboration and just sort of see how it goes? And I feel like for a wee while, we were both just sort of like, okay, like it would be really fun to collaborate, but how would we make it work in terms of like the different genres that we do? Because I make more electronic pop music, and I honestly don't even want to try to like put Josh's music into genres, but his is like a lot more like ambient and experimental. Mm-hmm. And we were just sort of like, how could we make this work? But after talking about it for a very long time, Josh was just like, he was in Auckland because he's based in Christchurch. He was in Auckland and he was like, look, what if we just book some studio time? We just give it a go. We see what happens. If it's not the one, that's fine. But, you know, if it works, it works. Mm-hmm. And the song actually came together really quickly, which is cool. It just felt like it, I don't know, it happened really naturally. Yeah, and that's Body Electric. That's how it started.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. And you do a lot of collaborations, I guess, in your work. And I've sort of listened to your music in your solo stuff as well. It's really, really awesome. This one feels quite, it's not a big stark difference from what you've done, but it's not, I guess, that not heavy hitting electronic. I can't quite put the right word on it, but it is, it's a different sort of collaboration. Mm. What's it like sort of releasing that in comparison to sort of what you've done before with like Chaos, for example, and everything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with this track, I feel like with previous tracks, it's been, I suppose the experience for me has been more like, let me put my vocals, lyrics and sort of interpretation of the song, let me sort of join your song, if that makes sense. Like I'll get sent different song ideas or different tracks and I'll be like, yeah, wicked, I feel like I could really like write something for this track. Mm-hmm. You know, which is great and like a really fun way to collaborate. But I feel like with this collaboration track, we really started from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And started from, you know, like just an idea in the studio. So it sort of just started from nothing. Whereas I suppose, with other tracks in the past, I felt like, oh, sweet, I'll jump on your track. But I'm like, with this one, it feels very much ours. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. It's such a nice thing to have a track that, it's so nice to have a track in general. I mean, it's incredible the work that you put out, but especially to have one that just feels really, really yours is incredible. And it is such a great track.
Thank you.
And it comes with a great music video as well. How did you both sort of come up with a concept for this music video? It's black and white. It's gorgeous.
Thank
you. Poolside, I will spoil for people. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of pool shots mm-hmm. in the video. There's a lot of ocean shots also. There's like a real body of water kind of a theme.
Yeah.
So I feel like this video, and I mean, even this song for me is like quite different to other ones that I've done in the past. I suppose like videos that I've done in the past have had like a really clear storyline, a really clear narrative, mm-hmm. You know, XYZ is happening. But with this one, I suppose sort of to match the energy and the vibe of the song, we wanted it to be very, like a lot more, it's hard to say. I think sort of the theme of the video is contrasting different elements, like light and dark, movement and stillness, wet and dry. I ended up in the pool, so yeah. Did Josh. We were like floating around on Lilo's at one point. But I feel like the video is very much like a collaboration between Josh, me, and Robin Jordan, who directed mm-hmm. the film. So it was very much like, we've made this track that we love. We love your visual work. Mm-hmm. It's stunning. And instead of us coming in and being like, this is exactly what we want to a T, we were like, can we sort of collaborate on this a bit, but also like really let you have free rein in terms of your creative process and what you see for the song also? Yeah.
It's a really, really beautiful music video, and I love the shots. I love the wet and dry part of it, but it's also really cool that it all comes back to this idea of collaboration. I think it's a really, really powerful thing for the song, and a lot of I find a lot of art is best when it is fully collaborative and stuff. Yeah, for I'm lost for words. It's really, really good.
Thank you so much.
it's really good. Oh, good job, Caitlin. Shall we just play the damn track?
Let's do it.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, and thank you for having me.
Spending your first, we also just found out for the listeners that we're both technically South Canterbury girlies, so we've really bonded hard here. It's just so, it's lovely to have another South Cantabrian in Auckland, because people just don't get it. But anyway, apart from that, your song is wonderful.
Thank you.
And we are going to play it now. Thank you so much for coming in, Jazz Patterson. Is there anything you want to say to intro this lovely track, Body Electric?
Oh, I would actually like to say thank you very, very much to New Zealand On Air for supporting our work.
Oh, yeah. We do love you, New Zealand On Air, if you're
so
listening.
Much.
You're gorgeous.
We love you.
All right, here it is, Jazz Patterson and Junis Ulker with Body Electric on BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.